around the district. Texas border business. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz shares a list of activities and a legislative report through her newsletter called Around the District. Community engagements. Flag-raising ceremony in Seguin. Congresswoman de la Cruz thanked the city of Seguin and Mayor Dodgen for inviting her to participate in the flag-raising ceremony. She stated, "It is an honor to celebrate America, freedom, and democracy with the Seguin community." Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 8788 visit. Her district staff visited the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 8788 in McAllen, where brave veterans prepared meals for fellow veterans, and the VA staff at McAllen's VA Outpatient Center to celebrate the 4th of July. McAllen VA Outpatient Clinic 4th of July event. The McAllen VA Outpatient Clinic held its 4th of July event, featuring veteran advocacy groups displaying the services they offer to support veterans' physical and mental well-being. Congresswoman de la Cruz thanked everyone involved in this wonderful event for veterans. Infrastructure projects coordination. Her district staff recently met with the City of Peñitas, Hidalgo County Precinct 3, and the Texas Department of Transportation to coordinate community projects. She affirmed their commitment to investing in infrastructure to connect rural communities to growing urban areas. Community achievements. City of Edinburgh's All-American Cities title. Congratulations to the City of Edinburgh for winning one of the 10 2024 All-American Cities titles. The National Civic League awards this honor to communities that address local issues through engagement, collaboration, inclusiveness, and innovation. This marks the city's fourth time receiving this prestigious award, showcasing its dedication to transformation. Falfurrias Police Department Cadet Training Program. Congratulations to Falfurrias Police Officer Samantha Lopez, the department's first graduate from its new cadet training program. Officer Lopez's achievement sets a high standard for the community, and we eagerly anticipate the success of many more graduates from this commendable program. Alice Rotary Club Leadership. The Congresswoman congratulated Alice Rotary Club's new president, Cynthia Carrasco, and its new officers, Vice President Belinda Garza, Secretary Wolf Garza, Treasurer D.D. Arismendez, and past President Ophelia Hunter. She thanked them for their dedication to public service in Jim Wells County. Legislative recap. Letters co-authored. This week, Congresswoman de la Cruz co-authored two letters on issues impacting Texas. One letter urged the Secretary of Transportation to award a new long-haul slot at Washington's Reagan Airport to serve San Antonio International Airport. Read the letter. The second letter expressed concern about the high number of accidents and casualties within the Army aviation community, emphasizing the impact on Texas's large military population. Read the letter. Joining the Financial Literacy and Wealth Creation Caucus. Congresswoman de la Cruz joined the https://financialliteracywealthcreationcaucus-beatty.house.gov/, which aims to equip Americans with the skills and resources they need for economic stability, wealth building, and prosperity. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz continues to serve her district with dedication, focusing on community engagement, supporting veterans, enhancing infrastructure, and addressing critical legislative issues.